Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, who shows this?
But I think that, like,
they just don't
had
have
he never accepted... Had he never accepted the role that he is currently playing in on the Lakers, I would have believed the like emotional play more realistically, right? But him, like, I'm telling you guys, him defending at the level that he is defending, him rebounding at the level that he is defending, cutting and running in transition to in the ways that he is, like, those are not easy things to do at 41. And I don't think you do those things if winning a championship isn't your outright focus. And if championship is your outright focus, then I don't think he cares much about the emotional play, you know?
No, he can. No, I think that's right. And that's why I think like it would have to be a good team, you know, like it, which is why I, again, like I could see the Nuggets being in that realm where like if they, you know, make some offseason shakeup and like, you know, he just, you know, hey, look, if he wants to get better at driving, I hear that's easier in Denver, like on the golf course and the altitude. And so, you know, like I could see it, but again, I just think like, why would he be accepting this kind of role this year for the Lakers and almost showing like, hey, I'm ready to play this third banana sort of role off of these two guys if he wasn't really committed to like trying to make this work moving forward. You know, again, yeah. I think if the Lakers disrespect him or he feels disrespected by the Lakers' efforts to retain him or lack thereof, then I could definitely see him leaving because he's a prideful guy and deservedly so. Like, you know, it's like you've talked about, like, he wants to be wanted. Rob Pelinka, like, can you just say that you would like LeBron to be here and you want to do what he wants, but you would like it. And, you know, do they come to the table with a real offer? Or like, if they try to play hardball with him and they're like, well, we know you're not going to the Jazz, so take the minimum from us. I'm like, yeah, I mean, he probably will leave out of spite. But and I wouldn't really blame him, but after sort of everything that he's done. But I think provided that they, you know, give him a reasonable offer to retain him and, you know, a competitive offer with anything else he has on the table, like I think he's going to stay or retire.
And don't see him retiring.
I don't think so either. But like I honestly can see retirement more than Golden State. I can see retirement probably more than Cleveland at this point. You know, it's like it's higher than some of the options on the board that people have brought up.
Yeah. All right. Final note here before we jump into some of you guys' questions and comments. As we kind of joked about at the beginning, Rob Pelinka is back. He is public. He is wearing jackets with two zippers again. The traffic in Vegas is like a recession indicator.
God, that's dark.
But you know,
we're gonna be there for summer league this summer, and it's gonna be like Mad Max driving around, like just like empty streets.
Right. Rob Pelinka showing his face is like the opposite of a Lakers recession indicator. He is like,
I was going to say, it's like Rob Pelinka showing up in a Lakers social video. It's like Puck Satani Phil seeing his shadow. Like, you know, the Lakers are going to be good for like at least a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
they're playing into the spring will continue.
Yeah. It's like once Rob starts showing up in the background, like high-fiving Luca, you know, as he walks back to the back of the tunnel, it's like, you know, things are going well. Because like when I know when the Lakers are losing, I don't have the time to dig into this, but I know that based on eye tests, when the Lakers are losing, you do not see Rob in the background of these videos. And it is just like, you know, again, like I was honestly, you and I were talking before the show, I was surprised I didn't get more pushback from Lakers fans being mad at me for pointing this out. And like, because like Rob does have shooters, like to some degree, and like they get mad. They're like, you should be crediting him. And doesn't he deserve credit? And I was expecting more of that. There wasn't very much of it. And, you know, I also would say that like, Rob does deserve credit, but it's just objectively funny that he only shows up when he deserves credit. Like, if there's blame to be passed around, Rob is nowhere in sight. Rob is watching in the owner's suite. Like, he's out of the camera view. Rob has a fake mustache on in the crowd. Like, Rob is not around when there's blame to be passed around. But when there is credit, you can bet your ass, like, Rob Pelinka is going to be in the background of, like, it's like, oh, look at that crazy Austin Reeves pass and how much Rob is celebrating.
He runs onto the court and high fives Austin after he throws that lob to LeBron last night. I will net like the best version of this, Harrison, and it was I think I've said this story on the show before, but it was one of the most surreal moments like of my career, which is the Lakers had traded for Luka. They're playing in Dallas for, you know, and Luka's playing for the first time in Dallas as a Laker. And I walk onto, you know, I walk down the stairway and I walk onto the court there or onto the court level where guys are warming up and you have your conversations with other writers, with basketball personnel, with this and that and the other. And I see Rob Pelinka holding court at center court of the Dallas Mavericks arena while, and this, it makes it even funnier because they are two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
While Nico Harrison is hiding in the tunnel.
Nico Harrison was on LinkedIn. Like, he already knew.
He was literally like, he was looking around like, is anybody? And then like, you know, he saw like anytime he noticed somebody saw him, he was like, whoop.
Yeah, Nico Harrison is like, has anybody seen McMahon? I don't let him sneak up on me. I
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for a simpler way to explore medical weight loss options? Orderly Meds connects you online with licensed healthcare providers so you can learn about GLP-1 treatment options from home. It's convenient, straightforward, and designed to fit your lifestyle. Get started today at orderlymeds.com/podcasts. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
It was unbelievable.
They reported that Nico Harrison had a rollaway staircase installed at the Dallas Mavericks arena, like so that he could get away from the crowd faster after games. Like, you knew it was over for him. Like, there's no coming back from asking your employees to get you an escape staircase.
Dude, I'm telling you, from that escape staircase. He's just like over here. It's like, and yeah. and then like, it was funny because I remember I was there in the press box and I was trying to figure out, because they, you know, there were a lot of press there for Luka's first game there. So I had like, I was basically standing on top of the arena watching the game through like a window.
They had you hanging from Dirk's jersey. Like you were just hanging on. Like,
right. We sure this is secure? And I swear, like, I was there in the press box and I was like, I was, people on either side of me here. And I'm trying to say, like, do you guys see Nico anywhere? and somebody goes, look, you see that tunnel there? And I go, yeah. He goes, I'm pretty sure that's the spot that Nico has to watch games from now. And lo and behold, he's standing there like in this tunnel, barely poking his head out. And the moment anybody noticed that he poked his head out there, he would just swoop, and he would just disappear. It was the weirdest thing. But like, to the point we were making about Rob Pelinka, he had just traded for Luka Doncic. He had just cemented himself as president of basketball operations for the Lakers for as long as he wants, basically. And he is there in this extravagant multi-zipper jacket waiting for anybody who dared go and talk to him.
Oh, never forget the Luka press conference jacket and the 18 zippers. That was, that was I was joking. Somebody was joking with me on Twitter today that if the Lakers would have won that Detroit game and they were on like a, it would have been, what would it be? 16 game win streak. Rob would have been in the background of that video looking like Michael Jackson in Thriller. Like, he would have had every zipper on it. The whole jacket would have been zippers, cargo for days.
Absolutely. All right, let's go ahead and dive on into some of your guys' questions and comments. I did see a super comment earlier, which means we get to play the most important sound on the show. Fuck watching!
I look forward to the next step in your beef with Mannix when you edit that to just say Mannix afterwards.
He can just assume he's under the umbrella. Kristen Lee G2T writes, have we thought about the fact that much like player and courtside fan trash talk fueling Luka, maybe the media hate is fueling Luka's demon stretch?
I don't think Luka pays attention to the media at all.
I don't know. He doesn't like McMahon.
No, but I think McMahon asks him like hard questions. I think that's why. Like, I don't think it's like, I don't think Luka's like out here like reading press clippings. Like, I never get the sense that he consumes NBA content.
So this is something that Aaron has a hell of a lot more experience than we do with, and he says that all those guys care and read.
I do think in general that is true.
Yeah.
Like LeBron, LeBron is aware of narratives. LeBron is aware of narratives. I think a lot of guys, like, especially like a lot of the bench guys, it's like you're reading to be like, hey, did I get a shout out from Anthony Irwin for my plus minus tonight? I'm send this to my mom. I think most guys are pretty aware of the media coverage. Just Luka just doesn't strike me like that at all. It's somebody who can see it. Like, he talks about not even watching League Pass. Like, I just don't know. Like, I just don't really buy that he's sitting here like listening to the Hoop Collective.
I wonder.
Like, maybe his agent makes him aware of some of the stuff, or Lakers PR is like, hey, there's this narrative about you. We're just letting you know so that you can like, try to work in like an answer saying like, you actually you love defense into your answers, and you think, try to work the advanced metrics into your MVP case or whatever. Like, I'm sure he gets coached up on sort of what the narratives are around him, but like, I just don't get the sense he consumes that stuff himself.
Right. Yeah, maybe not. I think it's more.
I could be totally wrong. That's just my like bird's eye view, like from just like listening to him talk over the last like year and a half or whatever. Like, I think the only real media exposure he gets is like his own press conferences. And like, maybe that's where he gets a sense of what the narratives are.
Yeah, I think it would be smart of the Lakers to make him aware of some of these conversations so that he can be like,
I bet JJ's like splicing clips of Windhorse Finals Luka's defense rant into the Lakers film.
I hope so.
That would be good.
Give me that. I think
that would activate him. I just don't think that he goes and like finds that stuff himself. But I guess, you know, if you're that famous and you get talked about that much, like, you know, I'm sure sometimes friends like send you say, it's like, can you believe what this guy said about you? And, you know, that kind of thing. So I don't know. Maybe he does get some of it, but I don't think he really seeks it out.
I just think, I don't know. I just think it's.
Because if he was aware of that stuff, you would think he would try to address it at some point and be like, he's like, hey, the narrative about me is that I never stop bitching at the refs. Maybe, and that people don't like that. Maybe I should stop doing that. And he doesn't.
Well, that's what we say about all addicts, right? Like at some point you'd be like, yeah, I need to stop doing whatever. But
Lucas addicted to screaming at the refs.
Man, as soon as he had the opportunity to do
last
it again,
week,
he went
last
right
year
back
we had Luca
that.
Muscle Watch. This year we have Luca Anger Management Summer Camp, you know?
Yeah. But I think, I don't know. I just think from like a very like human nature standpoint, it is impossible to completely tune out people talking directly about your character. Because that's where this, that's where like this often goes to is, like it would be one thing if they were if this was just like a shot selection thing or if this was a like missing free throws thing. But a lot of times with Luka specifically, what I've noticed is that people are willing to take that extra step and start calling his character into question.
Well, calling him lazy specifically.
Yeah. Like he's lazy. He's a complainer. He's immature because he cares more about yelling at the referee than getting back on defense. He's this, he's that in ways that I don't necessarily notice with, and this predates his time with the Lakers where I've always been kind of, he's fat. He's the, and it's just like, I've always been somewhat uncomfortable by the way, or made uncomfortable by the way that Luka specifically gets analyzed. And I just think from like a human being standpoint, eventually you're going to be like, what the hell? Why am I the only one who gets talked about like this? You know, I think that's why I would probably say that he at least takes in some of it.
Do we need to flip it? Like, should we start saying like, should we start counter narratives? Like Wemby doesn't care enough about winning because he's not putting on more muscle. Like if he's just going to let himself get pushed around, this guy's a loser.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, well, because all right, here's my thing. Because it does annoy me that like Wemby, I like Wemby for the most part. And I think he has
love his game. I love his game. I think as a person, he's like kind of a little annoying, but like
I think his heart is in the right place, right? Like him trying to get everybody to care about like, you know, competing in the NBA All-Star event and like, you know, stuff like that. Like I do truly respect and enjoy that aspect of Wemby. I also think he could be a little hypocritical sometimes because he talks
Wemby
about
consumes media coverage. I 100% sure believe that. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that he can sometimes be a little hypocritical, right? Because he'll talk about, you know, grifting and the, you know, and flopping
the unethical basketball rant when you fall down like every possession was kind of crazy.
It's like, buddy,
it's like you're right, you know? But you're not the person I want to hear make this point, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's like if I tell people to go on a diet, not necessarily,
it's like the meme of the news anchor who looks exactly like the suspect behind them. Like, that's basically what Wemby's doing with
exactly, yeah.
It's like, we got to stop all this grifting. And then, oh, no, I tripped.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, mid-interview, he just falls over.
Yeah.
Kristen followed up her super comment by saying, Sunday's game is going to be crazy. The Lakers play in Dallas on Sunday. Mavs fans are going crazy, demanding Kidd be fired. Most recently, Mark Cuban went on a podcast and said,
yes,
to the surprise of nobody who was paying any attention, that Jason Kidd was in on it. Shout out to you, Harrison. You were in on that before I was, and you convinced
me. I was in
on
that on night one. I was like, there's no way that Jason Kidd is not like that. That man is obsessed with committing coups, and like there's all like he is always playing the Game of Thrones, you know? Like there's always somebody he is trying to backstab.
He's like, Kittlefinger.
Yes, exactly. And like I know Jason Kidd has been like a pet topic for this show over the years, going back to, you know, his time as a Lakers assistant and when he was like getting interviews for head coach and whatever. And like I truly have contempt like for like the person and like how he conducts himself. And like I just want to say that like I thought it was hilarious that when he was asked about Cuban's comments, he didn't even deny it. He just was like, why are we still talking about this? Which is like, you are 100% guilty. I know you did that. Like,
can you imagine, Harrison, how angry we would be if we were Mavs fans? And he said, why are we still talking about this when this in that conversation
Anthony, would have had
is trading Luka Doncic.
you would have you're like there would have been like a vein explode visibly in your head from how angry you would have gotten.
I would look, man. If I was a Mavs fan, like they already got Nico out of there. Kid's got to go. Kid has to go.
If Dumont actually lets him get his way into the front office, like, and he gets a promotion out of this, he truly is the dumbest NBA owner we have ever had.
Watch him do like a kid moves to the front office and they hire Doc Rivers.
No, but see, because Kid's not going to hire another politician. Like, he's not going to hire somebody who knows how to work the owner. Like, Doc, like, say what you will about Doc. Doc is an elite politician within the organization.
That's how he got to the Hall of Fame.
Flathander, you know, whatever. Like, Kid is going to hire, like, some, like, you know, film room guy or whatever that, like, he can make look bad if things are bad.
Yeah.
He's like, well, that nerd's just not, he's using too much analytics.
Kristen also added at the end of her comment that Luka 100% listened to media coverage. So Kristen, seems like you're a Mavericks fan.
She and, could be right. I don't know. This was
I generally speaking, like,
from, yeah,
the I think the safest policy that Lakers content creators can have is to like give the right away to Mavs fans who know more about Luka than
no Lakers. I mean, it's the same thing as like if Mavs fans were like trying to talk about LeBron's tendencies with the media, it's like, okay, like I think I have a little bit of a better sense about this than you do.
Yeah.
You know, and
well, yeah. it was like back when the Luka trade happened and Mavs fans were trying to tell Lakers fans, stop it, Kid had nothing to do with it. You know, and I think it was only like Kirk who was, you know, in on the Kid for sure did.
No, Kirk was with me. Kirk and I in Slack, in the SB Nation NBA site manager Slack. We were ahead of this. We knew, you know, our tinfoil hats were on. This is not just a Nico thing, you know.
But like, but when they were trying to tell us or Lakers fans that like, no, Kid wouldn't move like that. Like Kid would, it's like, no, trust me, we have experience. He literally, like,
Kid definitely would move like that.
Yeah, he tried to get Vogel fired on several occasions so that he could coach LeBron. Like
it was when Kid, one of the funniest tweets of that whole era was Kid's opening night tweet posting himself with the clipboard near the Lakers huddle being like, you know, season's ready to start, let's go, so that it looked like he was head coaching the team.
Yes, I remember that. I don't know how I forgot that. Didn't somebody expand the picture and it was literally Vogel standing right next to him?
I believe so. I just remember that, like, the photoshops from Media Day of people photoshopping Kid with a knife behind Vogel in the, like, the team photo. There is no one I would trust less. I'm sorry.
Nobody. Like,
he's trying to get one over on you always.
Yeah. I wouldn't leave the room if Jason Kidd was left there with Jen. Like, I would just absolutely not.
Don't. Maybe, you know,
All right. So we got a another question here from Claw World. Anthony and Harrison, do you think there should be an offensive player of the year similar to the NFL? I feel like Luka and Jokic would win that every season. Well, the thing is, like, the reason that that came about is because in the NFL, they basically decided that quarterbacks were the only guys who could win MVP. And yet there are so many other players whose input impacts offense. And
it would be like if we decided like point guards could only win MVP because they bring the ball up and initiate plays.
Right. And I don't know if that would necessarily work with basketball, right? Like, because how, like, what goes into, like, there are so many definitions of what is a good offensive player. Like, is it a facilitator? Is it a scorer? Is it somebody who generates extra possessions by way of offensive rebounds? Like, there are so many things that go into, just like in football, there are so many things that go into a good offense in football. I don't know. I don't want to add more opportunities for the NBA voter base to try to tell us what we're watching when we watch basketball. Like, until the NBA completely redoes its voting process for these awards, I don't think we need to be giving, like, handing more power over to the voters.
We already have this award. It's Sixth Man of the Year.
It's also true. All right. I am going to go ahead and end things here. Thank you, everybody, for hitting that like button, hopefully, and hitting that share button, hopefully. Turn on those notifications. Turn on notifications for YouTube. Turn on your subscriptions for wherever it is that you get podcasts, preferably on Odyssey, but anywhere is fine with me. Harrison, anything that you want to plug before we get you out of here?
No, just, gearing up for the long playoff push at SB Nation. So, check out, like, you can get a good scouting report for Lakers fans. You know, looks probably like it's going to be the Rockets. I would recommend checking out the Dream Shake and seeing what they have had to say about their team and how their homepage looks like they have already moved on to the offseason. And I mean that, like, with respect, but they're, like, talking about Giannis trades already. They're like, they're like, this is over. Like, and so that is mostly why I want to play the Rockets. And so I also think they do great stuff over there. So, like, I would say, you know, like, if the Lakers match up with a team that has an SB Nation site, like, that's a great place to get some, like, a temp check and a lot of knowledge about, you know, what the Lakers might be going up against.
Yeah, I want the Rockets because I like my chances going up against a team that seems to outwardly hate each other.
Yeah, no, they've quit. So, like, I would, that's like a first round bye to me.
Yeah. I'm nervous using that language, but yeah. All right. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. Make somebody else's. Raj and I will be live here in the lounge tomorrow to break down Lakers versus Thunder and Luka's chances at MVP, depending on how that game goes. So until then, until the next time you guys hear from us, have a great rest of your day. Make somebody else's. And I will talk to you tomorrow night.
Bye, everyone.